This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians after a week of fighting killed at least 180 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Guterres told an emergency online meeting of the Security Council on Sunday that the fighting must stop immediately. China, Norway, and Tunisia were the countries who called the rare Sunday meeting of the Security Council. Guterres said the UN is actively working with all sides towards reaching an immediate ceasefire to end what he called the senseless cycle of bloodshed, terror, and destruction. UNICEF, or the UN Children's Agency, said Sunday that over the past week, at least 55 Palestinian children and 2 children in Israel were among those killed. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City Sunday killed at least 33 people, including those 8 children. According to Gaza's health ministry, it was the deadliest attack since the current round of fighting broke out last week between Israel and Hamas. Early Sunday, Israel bombed the house of Yahya al-Sinwar, the top Hamas leader in Gaza, on the 7th straight day of hostilities. It was not immediately clear if Sinwar were home. Israel's air and artillery assaults against Palestinian militants will, in the words of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, continue as long as needed. Netanyahu also on Saturday thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders for their support. Mr. Biden called Netanyahu on Saturday and said he condemned the rocket attacks by Hamas and reaffirmed his support for Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas and other terrorist groups. A White House readout of the call said the U.S. leader also expressed concern for the safety of journalists and the need to protect them. This is VOA News. Members of a militia opposed to the coup by the Myanmar military on Sunday pulled back into the jungle of western Myanmar following days of fighting with the army as the United States and Britain condemned military violence against civilians. Mindat, a city of about 40,000 people in the western Chin state of Myanmar, has become a hotspot for the civilian movement against the military government, which seized power in a coup February 1st. Some Mindat residents have formed the Chinland Defense Force, which said in a statement Sunday that 6 of its members had been killed by the junta. After 3 weeks of fighting, the army has battled local people, but fighters pulled back day after days of assaults by army combat troops backed by artillery. Some security forces were killed. Others were reported missing after the attacks in Mindat, according to Miawadi Television, which is controlled by the army. And that report came on Saturday. The BBC reported that some of the Mindat population is believed to have fled while others are trapped in town. The United Nations has estimated the military has killed more than 780 people since the coup on February 1st. The military disputes that number. A top U.S. health official said Sunday she is cautiously optimistic that the United States is on the path to controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, spoke to the Fox News Sunday show on Sunday. She said it's premature to declare victory, but she said she is cautiously optimistic, adding, "We're at a good place right now. Cases are continuing to come down." Walensky's assessment came just days after her agency said the 123 million fully vaccinated people in the United States, making up about a third of the population, no longer have to wear face masks to prevent contagion. And Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz expects to be charged but eventually cleared in an investigation into whether he gave false testimony to a parliamentary commission. He told Sunday newspapers he ruled out the idea of resigning if indicted. The investigation by anti-corruption prosecutors made public last week poses a stiff political challenge for the conservative Kurz, who governs in coalition with the Green Party. And Saudi Arabia announced Sunday that foreign visitors arriving by air from most countries will no longer need to quarantine if they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. There is a catch, however. Visitors from 20 countries, including the United States, India, Britain, Germany, and France, remain banned from entering the kingdom. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.